Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell. Josh is the author of the Science of Sales Success. We're talking about how to grow your business through more sales without adding a lot of experimental overhead. And we've been talking about hiring people to become part-time salespeople with on commission only. And maybe you cover their expenses, maybe you don't, depending on how you compensate them, how the compensation plan is structured. And maybe you give them a little place to, a little cubbyhole to work out of, or maybe you don't, whatever. But this way you can go out and bring in incremental sales. If you can find the right fit, bring in incremental sales without having to budget and for overhead. Josh, you told me something off the air that I thought was great. You brought in a guy and did exactly what I just said, and within a year he proved his bones and you made him full time.
Right, he's been full time the last 2 years. He's done a terrific job. And you know, what we did, Jim,
when he went full time, did you make more of a financial commitment to him?
Absolutely, because we were able to project what he was going to do, and the business case supported it.
Right.
So, but you know, one of the key things that we did up front when we were trying to figure out is that we had the person go with myself on a couple of sales calls to observe what the process was and then be able to say, hey, I can do that, I can't do that. And the other thing is you just want to make sure that they understood your expectations, and there's
right.
No better way to do that than actually. So I would strongly encourage two things. One, they go to see how you sell. And number two, you go to see how they would do you go on a trial run with someone that they know.
Right.
So they're practicing on someone that they know, and you get to see, boy, let me see how they interact with quote, the book they're going to bring, and then you make your decision on whether it makes sense to bring them on. That's what
How do you tell them, how do you explain to them? One of the things I have it's a big deal to me, Josh. I really am very protective of my relationships. My relationship with you, Josh, with my 2,000 Brain Trust members, with my customers, with the people we do business with, I covet those relationships and protect them very well. My producers who contact you, Josh, to get you on the show, they know how I feel about our relationship, and I tell them, you know, this is how I want that relationship to be handled. How do you do that with a part-time person that's sort of on a dotted line connection to you?
Well, you know, Jim, that's where you want to make sure that they're call. It's easy to do with the experienced guy because they're calling on people that they've done business with. So if mm-hmm. you know that they've done business with them 10 years, 5 years, whatever it may be, they probably have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, Jim, sometimes you have to do the vetting process that we did. We asked the person that we eventually hired, but when he started out as commission only, give us 3-4 names of people that you consider that you had a good business relationship with, and we called them.
Well, I set my people down, and I explain to them what our values are here in this company. And above all things else, above everything else, if they don't model those values, they go. They leave. Conversation? What about having that conversation with these people?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we always say that someone should, you know, people may, quote, outsell us, but they should never out-sincere us. That's
right.
Our core value.
Right.
You know, so I hate to sound like a sound bite, but I'll throw it out.
No,
there.
I think that's right. I think I think old folks like you and me, Josh, have to keep saying things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's part of being a platinum blonde, as my 15-year-old likes to say. You know?
I tell my wife I'm her trophy husband. Right? Yeah, exactly. I don't like the platinum blonde thing. But anyway, all right. Last thoughts. What do you think?
I'm sorry, Jim?
Your last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
Okay, I think to your give it a whirl. Try it out. Take a small step. See if you can grab this part-time person, minimize your costs, increase your sales, and get our company going again.
Give us the website again, please.
It's MeasureMax, MeasureMax.com.
Thanks, Josh, for being here. Good job today. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. Told you we'd get smarter when Josh joined us. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.